Welcome to a special edition of the CEN Show, a place or a platform where we learn from the community, from people around the world. This is a special edition. I would like to introduce the panel, and then I will introduce our guests. We have a longtime educator, Brother Omar Bray, is here today. We got Brother Mashinda out of Louisiana. We got Sister Aziza, one of our regular guests and members of our podcast. And I am your host, Rasaki Maskani. Now, we didn't have this guest on two other times. This is our guest this evening is Sister Nige. She is a senior in college. I think we interviewed her when she was a sophomore, and we also interviewed her when she was a junior. So she's been on a couple of times before. And the reason why we're doing this evening, she did part of her senior year in South Korea. So we want to ask her some questions. I'm going to start off by asking her some questions. First of all, Sister Nige, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. And I would like to thank everybody that's here. Our schedules are really busy. And Nige had a moment. She's completing senior year at UC Davis. So she had a moment to talk with us this evening. And I called people on the spur of the moment, like within an hour, and they agreed to come on. So I really appreciate that. It just shows you the love of our community and how we support each other. So now, Sister Nige, I'm going to jump right into it. First of all, tell us, what college did you attend in South Korea?
I attended Yonsei University. It's, I think, the second best college in Korea.
Okay, now tell me this. How do you spell that? Yonsei.
Yonsei.
Okay, Yonsei College. Now, what city is that in? Or is it a, what is the, they have states, they have cities. What do they have over there in South Korea?
No, they just have cities because South Korea is very small. It's like smaller than California. So, yeah. But they have a way bigger population. But yeah, they just have cities, and I study in the capital, Seoul.
It's in Seoul?
Yes, the capital.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. So now tell me, why did you choose to go over to Seoul, Korea, and study abroad? What made you do that?
Well, I chose it for multiple reasons. The first one being I always wanted to study abroad since I was young. I just didn't know exactly what country I wanted to go to.
And
So I picked Korea because I'm
Go ahead.
Yeah, I
go
picked
ahead.
Korea because I'm interested in their culture, specifically their entertainment industry, and through like consuming their entertainment, I've learned some things about the culture and through my own research as well. So I was just interested in visiting there and seeing for myself. And I also wanted to study in a place that's like very different from America.
Okay,
So.
now tell me this. Could your sister have influenced you? Because I know she studied abroad. She studied in Europe. Is that correct?
Yes, she did influence me. Like, that's the first time when she studied abroad that I even knew you could do that. So I always knew I wanted to do the same thing as her.
That's excellent. I'm glad she served as a role model for you to pursue that type of endeavor. Okay, so tell me this. Overall, what was South Korea like, Seoul, Korea? Well, how was the environment?
The environment, well, the I guess the nature was really like city-like. It was way more compact than like LA. Things were way closer together, and their transportation system is really good. Like their buses were on time all the time. And the people, Korea's a very homogenous society, so they own it's mostly just Korean people, like 90, probably over 95% Korean. So it's not a lot of people that don't look like them. So when, well, you'll stand out for sure, and especially being black, you'll stand out even more. But yeah, a lot of the people were friendly and helpful, but some were ignorant and prejudiced. So
Give me an
yeah,
example of that.
of the prejudice.
Either prejudice or their ignorance. How did you come to that conclusion? Because we all are ignorant in some form or fashion, but prejudice, how were they prejudiced? In
Well,
what way?
for in some of their establishments, like nightclubs or bars, or even some restaurants, they don't let non-Koreans in. Or if they do let them in, it's only white people.
Ooh, like that? So
Yeah.
it was places you couldn't go, they wouldn't let you in?
Yes.
And you
Or,
attempted to.
well, I didn't really know that they were going to do that, but I tried to like go to places where I knew I would be able to get in. But sometimes, like one time I was just trying to go to the bathroom and they didn't want to let us in. So, yeah.
So when you did go places, you really didn't go alone.
No, for the most part, I tried to always go with someone else.
I think that was smart. Okay, I have plenty of questions, but I want to go to the panel. So I'm gonna start off with one of your teachers here, Brother Omar Bray. Brother Omar, you have any questions or comments?
Man, that's awesome that you got an opportunity to go overseas to Asia, South Korea, and experience that. I know I can remember playing ball in Hong Kong and how much fun I had. And we always stopped in Seoul to catch a connecting flight when we went to Hong Kong. And I can re also remember my wife doing a visit there, and she told me how much fun she had there. And I'm just thoroughly impressed that you got that opportunity. And yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Right. Any questions?
You say how was their economics? How was their money system and let's say their housing and all that kind of thing? Whether you said it was real tight, real close together. Did they have homes? Were they in apartments? How was that structured?
Yeah, most of the time I was there, I didn't even see like houses. Like I only saw apartments and stuff. And around my school area, I really didn't even see apartments, just like student housing and stuff. But their economics, it's way more cheaper than the US for sure. Like their food is way cheaper. You could get a really good meal with sides and everything for like $5. So I really like that. And their clothes were cheaper too.
And their clothes, they had all the name brands, Nike and Adidas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those the name brand stuff was like the same price as here. but like everything else was pretty much cheaper than here.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brother Omar. I'm gonna go to Ronnie Roberts just joined us. I'm gonna go to Ronnie. Ronnie, any
Yes,
questions
sir.
or comments for Manat?
A
Nigel?
couple, or just a couple of observations. My number one was that South Korea is one of the most advanced economies on planet Earth. And it strikes me as odd that they're not more inclusive, particularly with Americans, and seeing as how they are a democracy right next to one of the world's worst. I don't even know what you call South Korea. It's a communist country, but communists ain't running nothing. It's the only person running something is Kim,
Is
the
that
dictator.
you
But
mean North Korea?
North Korea, that's what I meant. But
Okay.
South Korea is which is where Manai was, right?
Yeah, and
It's one
so,
of the most progressive
yeah.
countries, I thought, on the planet, considering their economic system, the extent of the goods and services that they sell throughout the world. The fact that they are a large importer, as well as like the United States, they're so much like the United States economically, but just with a quarter of the people. Even less than that, I think they have a little over 50 million people. So they're a fifth or a sixth of our size, but I would have thought they would have been much more racially and progressive minded as far as race relations are concerned. I do understand that city. Countries like China, countries like South, both Koreas, 80, 90% of the people are Koreans. So their tolerance for any minority is just not great. They're just not comfortable with people who don't look like them. So, I mean, did you, when I, one of the questions I had to ask, and good talking to you again, sweetie. You know how proud I am of you. I can still remember you on grad night and prom night, and now here you are, been out of the country for a while, and I guess you're what are you a senior now this year in college?
Yeah, I'm about to graduate in June.
That's just so amazing to me. I mean, this is a testament how fast time flies. But just know that I'm so proud of you. And I texted your sister the other day on her birthday to wish her happy birthday. I'm proud of both of you guys, but particularly you because you were the first. And I'm
Thank
just
you.
shocked that, I'm certain that there are very few blacks in South Korea, but there are got to be some blacks that live there. And I know that there are blacks living and working there in their economic system because it's very lucrative. I mean, they have a high gross national product. They have a high standard of living. And it is an extremely modern country, is it not? At least the downtown area or in the cities.
It was very like technologically
Yeah.
advanced.
Yeah, they're one of the most advanced countries in the world. I don't, I imagine that if I were in Africa and living in, I am an African. Just an African American, but I imagine that if I lived in one of the African countries and was born and raised there, that anybody that didn't look like me would be somewhat of an outsider, and particularly in countries like South Korea, where 80 to 90% of the people are native born. So that's was. Did you overall enjoy the experience? Did it broaden your horizons? Did it give you a new outlook on life and how we operate here in America?
Yeah, I really did enjoy my experience, even though sometimes I had like prejudice or whatever. But it did give me a broader outlook. I gained like Well, I always respected immigrants that come here, but it just gave me even more respect for them because I kind of understood how they felt, not feeling like you belong somewhere or that you're an outsider. So.
Yeah, that's is it do most of them speak some form of English?
Yeah, a lot
I
of them
thought so.
spoke basic English, like it was, I didn't really have any communication problems.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the United States is the least literate country in the world as far as foreign languages are concerned. As far as Native Americans are concerned. I mean, when I say Native Americans, I don't mean American Indians. I mean us white folks, the Hispanic people that were born here. We just don't know any language for the most part, with the exception of English. I took 12 units of French in college. I also had 2 years in high school. I can't speak a lick of French because I haven't been to France. And I haven't had any use occasion to practice it. And this is stuff that I took literally 60 years ago. So, Americans are not fluent in anything except English. Every country in the world, including Russia and China, has large swaths of English-speaking people. And in literally every country in the world, English is a requirement in the school systems. And it's, and it's, and I, that all has to do with economics for the most part, though.
Yeah, that's
Well, that
true.
the growth that you see, not on the university scenario, did you experience any discrimination at the university, which is a community of learners and more open-minded people?
Oh yes, that was like one of my main problems because it wasn't outright discrimination, but basically every year that school has this big concert or festival where they invite like some of the top music artists in Korea to come, and it's for students, and the tickets are like way cheaper than a regular concert. But this year was the first year they did it since COVID, so they hadn't did ha they haven't had the concert for like the past 2 or 3 years. But they didn't allow foreign exchange students to buy tickets for it. So, yeah, and they said it was due to the demand or whatever, since they haven't had it in so long. But that really bothered me. And like, they weren't good with involving the foreign exchange students on campus. Like, they wouldn't really let us into clubs and stuff. And there was also these popular like basketball games that they wouldn't allow foreign exchange students to buy tickets for that either. So that was my main problem. Because I feel like since they're a university and they're trying to be global and get exchange students and stuff, they should be more inclusive.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. Certainly, you reported these things back to your university and any of the other kids who were involved. Because, that doesn't seem right to me at all.
Yeah, I actually haven't told my university, but that's a good idea. I
Yeah, just
will.
let them know so, let them know so they can. There's going to be students that precede you that are going to go after you, that they need to make it more inclusive for the kids so they'll feel more at home. Because the bottom line is, you guys are young people and students, and highly well thought of students if you wouldn't even been sent there in the first place. So the likelihood of you creating some sort of disruption or, messing up the cha-cha is so very slim. I would just think the South Korea of all countries, and we're very close to them in the United States. Diplomatically, economically, and they're one of the largest democratic states outside of, the United States, period. I mean, they are a major power in many, many respects. So I just didn't expect that. But when I think about it, South Korea is Asian. It's in the East Asian. How long did it take to get there on the by plane, or did you have to go? Were you able to fly directly into Seoul, or were you in Seoul?
Yeah, I was in Seoul and I did fly directly. It was like 12 hours from LAX to their airport.
Well, that's a long time being on
Yeah, thankfully I slept most of the time. So,
Good for you. I have trouble sleeping on airplanes, big time. And I fly 5, 6 times a year, and I can't sleep.
Yeah, for shorter flights, I'm like that too, but for some reason, this time I was like really tired.
So how long were you actually there, sweetie?
For about 4 months, I went from like late August or mid August to December.
How about the food? Were you able to have access to American food, or do you like South Korean food?
I do like their food a lot. It's way cheaper and it's kind of like simple. Most of their food is like meat and rice and like vegetables on the side. So it was really good. But they did have a lot of American food too. So
Was American food available to you there on campus?
yeah, they had. Actually, in the dorm, the international dorm was really big, so they had like their own eating kind of area, and they had a couple restaurants, and one of them was like a burger place, but it was crazy because they didn't actually sell burgers, they sold like chicken sandwiches and just fried chicken and stuff. And in the cafeteria on campus, they had like a whole cafeteria that was just, well, it's not American food, but we eat a lot of it. They had Italian food, like pasta, spaghetti, stuff like that.
Right. Thanks, Brother Ronnie. Sister Aziza.
Yes. Well, I think every question that I was gonna ask has pretty much been answered. Maybe one thing I can think of is how was your interactions with the other students and teachers? How was that experience with them?
My interactions were good, especially with the international students. Like, everybody was really open to making friends and stuff. And I made a lot of new friends. One was from Italy. Well, I made a couple of friends from Italy, but my roommate, she was Italian, and we got really close. And I made some friends from other Californian schools. And I made a lot of friends from the East Coast, like New York and New Jersey and North Carolina. And the teachers, they were really nice and accommodating for us since we're like not from there and they know we're not really only focusing on school, but we're there to like have fun and travel. So they were really like flexible with stuff.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you had a wonderful experience with that and built, some relationships, across the world. I think that's amazing, and I wish you well, on all your endeavors and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sister Aziza. Brother Mashenda.
Yeah, hello, Najee. So,
Hello.
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, that's got to be very commendable, very proud of you to step out, and go abroad, to add to your experience, getting outside of the country, just learning other cultures. I want to ask you, how do you compare the curriculum, at the university where you're at compared to UC Davis? I mean, as far as their methods, their just the whole delivery of their curriculum, is it was there very similar, or were there many differences, or what?
Well, I took classes specifically for international students that were all taught in English, and I think they were very They were more easier than the ones I've taken at UC Davis. But, like, I know it's a really hard school for the native Koreans. Their curriculum is really challenging. But I think they kind of, like, made it more easier for the international students since they know we're not really here to focus on academics. So yeah, it was just easier. I didn't have any problems with the coursework or anything. It was kind of similar to how they teach at UC Davis too, but less like challenging and less work.
Yeah. Were all your instructors from Seoul? Were they like Korean professors, all of them?
Yeah, all of them were Korean.
Okay. So what's your next step when you graduate? What's your next move? What's the end game?
She's coming. She's coming to work for Inglewood Unified.
Yeah, I want to be a teacher. So I plan on applying to a credential program and working as a sub to get some experience and tutoring too. So yeah, those are my plans.
What do you want to teach?
I'm still deciding exactly what I want to teach, but either social studies or sociology or something if they offer that, or English.
Okay. Well, good luck. And again, you know, glad to hear that you're back in the States now, right? So
yeah.
Keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Thank you. I will.
I'm glad, Brother O, you stepped up and said she's coming to Inglewood. I'm glad.
Absolutely. I got it. Soon as you get that cap and gown, we're going to be so proud of you and walk across that stage. And the following day, I'm going to be sending you the link to our employment site with the letter of recommendation, and we'll have you working. We'll have you working the fall right after that summer graduation.
We got this recorded.
No, that's
beautiful.
As the kids would say, that's real talk.
That's all good. So, Sister Nige, I had the same question that Brother Mashinda had. So that was the only other question I had. Do anybody else have any further questions for Manai? And if not, we're going to let her continue doing what she was doing, and I'm going to let you guys continue what you was doing. Because Brother Ronnie said, hey, the NBA playoffs is on.
I'm checking them out in the corner over here right now. The Miami's wearing Milwaukee out.
So anybody else have any last question?
Again, just want to shout out to Manai. Just so proud of you. So glad that you're getting an opportunity that Rigo and I probably didn't have when we were in school to go anywhere. And we were probably not as diligent as you are about being a student. I know I wasn't. I was enjoying the college life too much. And I know your dad was too. And then we were both trying to play ball as well. So we had distractions. At any rate, girl, just keep, no, let me take it back, woman. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. And you'll be a fine teacher. A really fine teacher. It's a really tough job, though. One key factor that you might like are the average teacher salary in Long Beach is now $95,000, and I'm pretty sure it's approaching that in L.A. and Compton as well. It's becoming a lot more lucrative than it was at one time, but for those of you who have been educators and been in the field, it is a hard job. It is really a hard job.
It's a challenge. But
it's a challenge. You earn that money.
It's rewarding. Very rewarding.
Oh, it is.
They're
it
very
is.
Rewarding.
It is very rewarding. It's rewarding when you get to talk to students like your daughter and like Manai. I mean, it's just so rewarding to see young people doing well. Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Brother O, any last name?
Okay, so keep us posted on your graduation ceremony. You're at UC Davis?
Yes.
Good. I probably won't make that, but if your dad or your family plans something locally, make sure that you reach out, and I will be there with a little something for you.
Man, but now you know I need an invitation, and you know I got you. Just like when you graduated from high school, I got you.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it all. Brother Mashenda?
No, just keep up the good work. And, keep me posted as well.
Sister Aziza?
Same here. Keep me posted and best of luck. I'm sure you're going to succeed, and do well. Stay confident and, do what you got to do as you've been doing. You'll see the fruits of your labor soon enough.
All right.
Thank you. I will.
Any last words, Sister Nigel?
Thank you all for coming and listening and asking interesting questions.
All right. Keep up the great work. And keep doing like everybody said, keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy your success. Keep working. Got to keep working. All right, good folks. I appreciate you all. And we're gonna take our pause until we do this again. We'll be on, I don't know if we're going to have the show on Monday, but I know Wednesday we have Brother DX. No, who do we have coming on? On Wednesday, we have, matter of fact, we have one of your teachers coming on Wednesday, Manai. That's Mr. Jones, Sterling Jones. You know that, brother, wow. Omar. Yeah, he's our guest.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's he's a good man.
Yes, that was her. That was her calculus teacher.
Yes. He's a good man. Jordan High School, I believe now.
Yeah. So he's our guest, and we're gonna be talking about blacks and technology. Nice. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody have a good evening.
Good evening.
Be safe.